Week 2 and 3 of January 2021. This last week, I've been doing a lot of framework building. So trying to build my frameworks around what I want to be selling. Understanding that customer journey is crucial. And so we went over that a lot in the first week and a half or so of January, going over what's important about like for the customer and what's their ultimate result. And now it's based on, okay, what can I deliver them and where do I deliver it and how do I deliver it? And building a framework around that is one of the most important parts so that I can go into any business and build that same style of framework. And what I found is that it mixes really well with my messaging and my product presentation. If I build out the customer journey from their current state to a happy state and how my product gets them there. So, you know, first in that first week, we understand, okay, this is where they're at and this is their ultimate result. And then that's where we find our product in between there. And now I'm saying, okay, from where they're at to where my product can get them, what are the steps along the way that make them happy or that give them what they need? And inside those mile markers, there are little steps, kind of like splinter frameworks that say, okay, these are the small things to focus on. These are the small things that are important. And what I'm noticing is that's helping me understand the combination of lead magnets with actual content that people are interested in, when to have to ask for a lead, like when to ask for a lead, when just to give something away for free. How to kind of like use it as a way to entice somebody as a result. And I think like giving a lot of free content up front is really important. So like giving as much free information as possible, from what I'm learning is very important because that entices them to work with you longer. So, that's really what I'm focusing on is building those funnels that can give a lot of value in the beginning, that carries them into the smaller purchases and starting those purchases around $7, but providing tons of value for it, trying to provide somewhere around like $500 in value for $7. And the reason why I've been focusing on this, and this particularly for like the info or SaaS side, is because that it's such a small investment for a tweak that could make them so much money. And so trying to give them that vision of how much money they could be making, and then using whatever I'm giving them, using the byproduct of that to sell as an order form bump. So for example, with the SaaS part, we're focusing on the sales conversions because that's ultimately why somebody would want to use our software, is to help increase their conversions while saving them time and money instead of them having to hire a team or doing all this stuff. So we're helping teach them on how they can convert more leads a lot easier by building out their own process. But for the order form bump, what I'm selling them for, you know, $27 more is my actual sales follow-up messages. So they can actually get my messages and know exactly what I'm saying. That could give them a boost to, you know, and ideas for what they could use for theirs or copy and paste or whatever, which leads into, you know, my Do It With You, which is kind of like a CRM course, basically like teaching people how to get into the software, use it, build it to be customizable for them. And then lastly, Do It For You is like where you can add on like the $500 setup. On the info side, you know, using a Facebook course that's like a beginner's course, it's a branding course, I think is going to be super beneficial in teaching people like what KPIs to look at and, you know, kind of just like teaching the whole process, but just like kind of watered down. So people get an idea of like a map, a roadmap of what they're needing to be doing. And then the order form bump is going to be that they can actually buy the campaign from me. So I'll just send them an Excel file where they can just upload the campaign and fill in the customizable portions. And then the one-time offer is going to be our course being sold at around $297. So a little bit of a discount from what we sell it. I mean, we sell it for $550 right now, but it comes with a bunch of carrot stuff and like monthly training. And I just don't know if that's going to be beneficial, particularly right now for the way that I want to sell it. I think that moving that price point down, because we only net about $250 from each course sale anyway. So $297 is going to be a good place to put that. And then the $747 bump is the next order for one-time offer bump will be the either the build out or like a masterclass or a little bit of both, where it's like a $747 initial payment, plus you get 2 months free in the masterclass, 2 months free access at the masterclass, where you get monthly training and updates and whatnot, where that normally that price is going to be $247 a month, ongoing. So that's kind of where I'm putting this. As well, you know, I'm thinking about the product side, because we've got a couple like Pelican Fit and Into the Pine are going to be more product based, and I'm thinking, you know, using there's a lot of good lead magnets we can get people in on. But then using like a really cheap product that's primarily a free plus shipping method, kind of like a book funnel that Russell's been using, and that Trey Llewellyn used as well for his gun oil, to see if we can get people in the door and get them to be recurring customers, as well as sell them things that they'll like on the back end. So, you know, offering things like a... offering on the back end for like Into the Pine, like a beginner's mountain course plus, you know, equipment for like their kids. So like beanies, you know, snow gear, that, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, where the first product would be like an edgy wedgie for like, you know, $15 shipping. And so we make, you know, we're $12 shipping. So we make a couple bucks off the back end, you know, but it would give us, it would pay for the traffic and give us a tiny profit, but give us the opportunity to sell them again, which I think is going to be the most important part. But that's kind of what I'm thinking on the back end there. On the Pelican Fit side, we're thinking kind of a front of a workout converter that basically helps you convert any workout online if you have limited options for weights, that you can actually add to your workout with something different that will be able to stimulate the same muscle group and add to your workout. But I think that's going to be a really good, you know, kind of front end offer. And then the next offer behind that, I'm kind of thinking will be either we can test a free product plus ship, or, you know, free product and plus shipping model, where we like send them like a jump rope and 30 workouts to do that can help boost their aerobic capacity, or do something like a... you know, we could do, you know, like a workout program, or I was even thinking like a framework for, you know, talking about like training people on how to, go in and use those workouts to boost themselves, or even like a supplement, like a free 30-day supplement trial and then subscription base afterwards. Those are all kind of some ideas, or even like, you know, we've been thinking about even like a workout clothing line or something, but lots of fun stuff on the Pelican Fit side, I think, that are more, you know, just hanging, like kind of fun to think about. But ultimately, as you can see, like we're focusing a lot this week on these front end frameworks that we can charge $7, you know, the free book model or, the framework model that gives extra value, that teaches something. So that's really what we're focusing on this last week. And I think it's going to be super beneficial moving forward. One of the things I've been struggling with is the the attempt to like balance my time, because that's the one thing that's not scalable. And like when trying to do all this together, you really have to be good at organizing what you're focusing on and like keeping your energy. And it's really easy to get burnt out. So I think that's the most important thing. And I think that's one reason why I'm kind of jumping in between things, because I have so many ideas. I'm such an entrepreneur, you know, like I've got shiny object syndrome that just is debilitating at times. But I think that like that's part of just who I am, and I just have to kind of accept that, but put things on back burners, or, you know, put tabs on them. But also, you know, with what I'm doing now is like choosing what's the most effective thing to do for the day, and working 100% at it, and trying to make it as good as possible, and then reviewing it and making sure it's good. And then once I can check it off, moving on to the next step. I think that's really what's kind of helping me try to get through it. But I am seeking more advice on how to keep myself balanced, so I can understand exactly what I need to be doing and how to focus everything. So, you know, kind of seeking some advice from Russell. I'm going to text him and ask him what he thinks. And also going to be, you know, kind of just reaching out to people I think that can kind of help me with that kind of stuff, or watching for opportunities to kind of learn about how to balance intensity and you know, shiny object syndrome and just desire to get something done when you have, you know, things that are kind of bearing down on you that your team can't take care of. You know, just all those kind of questions put together. But anyways, those are kind of the highs and the lows of the week, and what we've been learning, and what I'm implementing to get all these businesses up and running in 2021 and start to see a profit through a couple of them. I really think that Into the Pine could be a really easy one. We're already, I've got some, you know, Austin's going to be putting in some stickers in his shop. He's already been talking to people at a ski shop, and people are going, you know, crazy about it. They're like, oh my gosh, those are such cool designs. We want some of that. They're like giving us product ideas, like saying we should be doing stomp pads for snowboarders and all this good stuff. So there's a lot of promise on that one. I think that one could take off really fast. I think it could be a little bit more time consuming. So I think bringing on Austin as a, to manage that will be really helpful. But then on, you know, like the Pelican Fit side, I can just tell there's like a huge market for people who are needing this like mental fitness and physical, ability to grow and change and, you know, especially during COVID and how hard it's been for people. I think it's going to be helpful for them as they move forward. And I think it's a good time to launch that front end lead magnet before COVID. You know, we all hear it might get worse here, but just to kind of help people know what they need to be doing on the gym side if they're working out at home with limited equipment. But yeah, I think I see a lot of this. And then, you know, the new ideas coming up. I mean, we've got some really good stuff in the pipeline. So I'm excited to kind of be updating and using this so we can keep a track of this. All right.